The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you for this feast. We have thanked you. We are thanking you again. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. Thank you, our Lord Jesus. You are the one officiating in this meeting. You are officiating. It's so evident. No man can see these things. You are the one bringing them. You are the one shining light. Lord Jesus, we honor you. Thank you for where you stand in our midst and where you stand in this community. Thank you for where you stand over your body. We give you all the regard, all the honor, all the praise. And Lord, tonight I come under you, Lord Jesus. I come under you. I recognize your ministry. I recognize that you are ministering. I come under you. Jesus, I come under you, Lord. I don't have strength of my own, but I receive strength from you. I receive mercy from you. I receive favor from you. Lord Jesus, help me to minister. Help me to serve in the way you want it to be done. I receive grace to be faithful. I receive grace for precision. I receive grace for utterance. Lord Jesus, I come under the ministry of your servant, Reverend Busi Olabode, and our mommy Bimbi, that you have set in this house over this work. I come under their ministry. Help me to serve under them, to feed the flock. Lord Jesus, that which you have put in their heart, I pray, help me to fetch from it and minister. I receive mercy. I receive grace. I pray, Lord, that every one of us will have a new encounter with you again. We will see you anew. Thank you, our Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the people say, big amen. Let's open our Bible. Hallelujah. This burden of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kadianos to Fravria Tagadi Liania Mancho Tostafia, Namaili not to see tonight. Tostafidi tos into sea tonight. Italiani minotos into sea tonight. Tos into sea. For tos into sea. For tos into sea. For I broke my body for tos into sea. For tos into sea. For toss into sea, a communion is before you. A communion is before you. It's the communion of my body and my blood. I bring you to that table I bring you to that table tossing to see it, to feed my people with it, to bring many to that table, to bring many to that table. For I am a vast expanse of land. Labor in this land. Labor in this land. Labor in this vast land. For I am piloting you in the land, even in the land everlasting. In this land everlasting, I am guiding you. I am showing you. I am bringing you to a communion for you to sieve, for people to heat. For it is time to heat. It is time to heat. I am showing you the works. I am showing you the works. For people to see, for my children to see, to see, to see, to see into the life, to drink into the life, to eat into the life. For you see, they must see it. It's a commandment for them to see. So I have raised you. I am helping you for them to see, for many to see. For many to see. For you will see. You will see. You will see. And because you see, they will see. They will see. Everyone will see. My people will see. They will see it. And they will partake in it. Saith the Spirit.
Amen. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 1. I want to start with that. Like I said, this burden is a very strong burden. And when I saw this burden, it just occurred to me that 2 years ago, yes, this was the burden coming to my heart. But I waited again and again. I felt in my heart it was not yet time. All the Lord was making me know it was not yet time. You know, and I just had to leave it. So when I saw the thing this year, I felt that the time is ripe. And the reason is because it's possible we attempted 2 years ago, but the accuracy of the body would have fallen short of what the Lord has in mind. Because we are in a very crucial season of God's favor as a people. Hallelujah. I don't want us to take these things we are receiving lightly. Our destinies are attached to it. And how we do well in these things will determine our placement in the overall arrangement of the kingdom of God. We are so privileged of God. Hallelujah. So, the true and the faithful witness. I think that's the way it came. In the true and the faithful witness. Hallelujah. A witness to me. Before I read the scripture, I want to read. A witness to me is somebody. I'm just saying the scenario of a court. You know, when you bring a witness to court, and a witness will be asked one question. If there's a court case, and they say, do you have any witness? And the witness will come. Because I went to check the word witness in the Greek, is relating it to court. It's talking about somebody who have testimony to testify. Someone want to testify about one thing, they will ask that person, who is a witness, is, were you there? That's all. Were you there? And if the person said, actually, I was not there, but I was told, it will be disqualified because it was not there when that event or incident happened. So a witness is someone who has been there. Is there. Hallelujah. I want us to see, because I had to wait on that word witness. Because the word witness is very powerful. In fact, they said it's a strong word bound by oath. You have to give oath to testify. And I think even in the natural law court, you have to use your Bible to say, I will say nothing but the truth. I mean, something like that. Yeah, I will say nothing but the truth. I do swear that I will say nothing but the truth for the truth. So in the law court, like especially in maybe Nigerian court system, we have witnesses. But many of them are false witnesses. They are liars. Especially election. Were you there when the result was counted? I was there. I counted them myself. He still was there, but he didn't count too. It's not the figure. He has been bought over. But he could be there. So when Jesus said, I am the true and the faithful witness. He gave this word in Revelation chapter 3. This is to the church in Laodicea. Hallelujah. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, seeth the Amen, comma, the Amen, then the faithful and true witness. He's talking about himself, that he is the Amen, one, and then the faithful and the true witness. This status, Jesus is explaining, there's no other person, no man can say he is the faithful and the true witness. No man, before Jesus Christ, no man can say that. Because what Jesus is saying is very heavy in the spirit. Nobody who is working with God, I'm not talking about riffraffs, who can say anything they like. Nobody who is under God's light, who is working with God, will say, I am the faithful and the true witness. Nobody can say that. None of the prophets can say that. No messenger can say that. But for Jesus to say that, he knows what he's saying. Hallelujah. And the word we have been receiving since Monday, especially the message we received this afternoon. Hallelujah. I'm not saying what we have been receiving since Monday. I said the message we have been receiving, they are all built up. But I felt that there was a lot of breakthrough, sort of. There have been breakthroughs since Monday, but there was a significant breakthrough this afternoon when that the minister. But we had a breakthrough. And the breakthrough Jesus brought, when he said he is the faithful and the true witness of God, is that Jesus showed God fully. Jesus revealed God fully. It's not possible for man. It's not possible for man to reveal God fully. It's not possible. Except we don't know who God is. Not a dimension of God. Because God has many dimensions inside of him. But for a man to show God as he is, to reveal God as he is, that is to say, when you see this man, you are seeing God. When you see this man, when you see this man, I don't know if you are getting me, please. As if you see this man, if you can see, you have seen God exactly. Without any deformity, without any shortcoming, without any kind of distortion. Anyone who can show God partly is a good man. They can clap for him. To show a dimension of God, not the fullness of God. Everything of God. Not preaching everything of God. You see, there's a place also where maybe a man can say things of God, but to embody everything of God. Embody. Because a witness is he who can embody and live out. Hallelujah. I know this thing I'm saying is not as tough as this what we receive this afternoon. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we say amen? Brethren, to show God, not only in saying, to show God, to embody God, to embody all of God. And a man, no, not God, showing God. It is easy for God to show God. It is easy for God to show God. It is easy for if Holy Spirit is showing God. Holy Spirit is God. But Jesus Christ, when they say, I am the true and faithful witness, he's not talking as God who was Word in the beginning. No, he was talking as a man who can show God as he is. Hallelujah. And the good news, why they are bringing this to us now, is that this person who can express God without limitation is now ministering to his brethren. For what purpose? So that we too, oh my Father, can come to that estate of life. That's why I feel that we need some evangelists to blast us. That's our destiny, actually. We are destined to reflect God. We are destined to manifest God. That's our destiny. Hallelujah. So that's why I said that this time is very crucial. It's just to show that God will raise through our Lord Jesus Christ certain men that can manifest God without any limitation. Let's say a big amen. So John chapter 1 verse 18, I want to use that to be the key starting point. A lot has been said. I will just take from here, take from there, and whatever the Lord also is making me to say, like the instruction that came today, I will follow it. John chapter 1 verse 18, no man had seen God at any time. No man. No man had seen God at any time. No man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. So there's one person. There's one thing the Lord taught me, maybe not too long. He taught me something that, you see, in the realm of God, you don't see for nothing. You don't see for form. You can see in the realm of men. But he said, when you enter the realm of God, if you see anything, you are already mandated to become what you see. Yes. It's already an ordination because God will not allow you to see anything when it comes to his own realm. You can see something in some realms. You can see angel. You can see angelic order. Even when you see angelic order, sometimes you can reflect certain angelic order. Hallelujah. But when it comes to realm of God, to open your eyes, like our daddy taught us today about light and judgment, that you can have light and not yet have eyes. I know you're getting me. I don't know if you are getting me, please. You know, so okay. But when you enter most holy place, you acquire eyes. So that eyes you are acquiring is for one purpose. It is for attainment. Anything you see in the realm of God, it is your home. Anything you see in the realm of God is your home. Deuteronomy 29:29 say the same thing. Secret things belong to the Lord our God. The secret things belong, you see the word, unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us. So it means if we can see them, anything you see of God belong to you. It's your right to have it. So when they say no man has seen God at any time, it means that God limited man from seeing him. Hallelujah. So it is a pity that many will not see God till they die. You can see many things and not see God. In fact, to see God, it will have taken a lot of development, a lot of work, a lot of building. Like Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. So seeing God, I'm just saying that our Lord Jesus did not just see God. You know when we say see God, it's not that maybe he saw God on the chair. No. Fallen creatures are seeing God too now. At least they have eyes. Like our daddy taught today, they have eyes within and without. Those eyes they have. They didn't have eyes for nothing. Eyes is to capture God. To capture a dimension of God. And that's the dimension they worship. That's the dimension they praise God for. Amen. I don't want my thought to be high. I don't know. Are you all with me, please? That's the dimension, you see, those four living creatures, God built them purposely for himself. God didn't build them for him. They are not ministering to you. They are ministering to God. They rest not day and night. God ordained them like that. And they have eyes within, not just one eye. The one eye can't capture certain things in God. And what they are capturing is still limited version of God. Though. Limited versions of God. And they are full of eyes. The eyes are like scanner that capture dimension. And they have been like that for only God knows maybe billions of years. And they have not seen God finish. And they have not seen all of God. They are still seeing a version of God. But that version they see, when they see it and worship, they transfer that even to 24 elders who worship God. They remove their crown, worship God. But somebody moved past all of them. Somebody saw God more than the four living creatures. A man saw God more than whatever we take, maybe billions of years for living creatures to see. One man was capturing them. Capturing them. And as he's capturing them, he's becoming them. Get this law. Everybody, I want to get a law. Anything you see in the realm of God is already ordained that you should have it. It's yours. Just see like that. So, no man has seen God at any time. No man. This testimony is very true. No man. And when you check scriptures, it's not that people were not seeing a form of God. People were seeing a form of God. Let's see Moses, for example. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Amen. Let's look at Moses, Hebrews chapter 3. Let's see what the Bible says about Moses. Very powerful about Moses. I read that place because I had to just do a little study about this faithful and true witness of God. True and faithful witness of God. Hallelujah. You know, look at what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter, let's say verse 1, first of all, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. So it means focus must be on this man. Focus must be on this man. High focus must be on this man. But look, he said, who was faithful to him that appointed him? As also Moses was faithful in all his house. So, it's not that they were saying this man was equal to Moses. No. When you read the next one, let's say the next verse. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. So, it means that because Moses was faithful, Moses had some glory. Moses had some glory because he was faithful. And the faithfulness of Moses was that God called Moses. God called Moses to the mount. And God told Moses in Hebrews chapter 8, we could see that God, Bible said that Moses was warned of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hope you are not bored. Who served with unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God. This word admonish here is warning. No, it's not just admonish, I will admonish you. No. If you look, if there's another version, you see that it was God warned Moses. Let me look for it. Who served, is there another version, sir? Okay. Who served that which is a copy and shadow of the heavenly things, even as Moses is warned of God. Not admonish as I admonish you. God warned Moses. Before I bring you to see, I'm warning you. Look at the warning. That what? Eh? God. When he is about to make the tabernacle, for see, that thou make all things according to the pattern that was shown thee on the mount. So God was telling Moses that, listen, when I begin to show you patterns of these things, make sure it's exactly the way you saw it. Don't use your idea. Don't use your mind. Don't ask questions. But this is supposed to be like this now. No. As you see her, they do it. As you are seeing it, do it. So, when Moses did it exactly, they call him faithful. The faithfulness of Moses that exactly what he saw, he built it. He communicated exactly the way he saw it. If Moses had put the lampstand in the outer court and put the golden altar of incense beside it, bracing laughter in the holy place, that will be a misguiding for them that want to learn heavenly things. Because what Moses did is a copy of the original. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you getting me, everybody, please? So, everyone say copy. Because we can see they say Moses built a copy. Copy of the original. Moses didn't see the original. But the copy, God still warned him. God warned him on the copy. That because a people will use this copy to track the original. Are you getting me, everybody? And that's what we are using today. That's how we journey today, to know the heavenly places. The things that are there. We know there is, the tabernacle is what is guiding. The tabernacle of Moses, which is for testimony, is what is guiding us today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When I say guiding us, it's guiding us to know how heavenly places look. Can we say a big amen? So God had to warn Moses like that. And Moses built according to the pattern. And when Moses finished building, you see that in the book of Exodus, Bible says the glory of the Lord filled that tabernacle. God approved what he built. Because anytime building is accurate, glory will come and affirm it. And anytime building is wrong, fire will come and destroy it. So, glory of God, honor that building when he finished building. Hallelujah. So, Moses earned glory because he was faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we say a big amen? And that's why, because of what Moses did, I feel that God blessed him. God blessed him. Moses didn't just see these things. Moses was also having that copy built inside him. Moses was having a copy built inside him. Moses was not just saying the tabernacle. Moses built the physical tabernacle on it, but Moses is equivalent to that tabernacle. If you will agree with me. Aaron used to enter that, even that physical earthly tabernacle. Aaron could only enter the holy place of it, sir. Not the holy place of heaven. Holy place of that physical tabernacle once in a year. And Aaron entered with shedding of blood. He must come in with blood. Once a year. His sons, two sons, dared God. And they died for it. So, but Moses didn't need any blood to enter that tabernacle. Amen. Amen. Moses didn't need any blood. Moses was always entering that place. Moses entered anytime he wanted to enter and fellowship with God. But Aaron could not do that. Why? Because Moses had building. What Moses saw became a building inside of him. It became a building. So, it's just to let you know that when you see something of God, it will be transferred to you as a building. So, Moses saw that. He saw the heavenly copy. He built the earthly tabernacle. And he was just fellowshipping with it. He could enter it anytime, go out anytime, enter in anytime. But Aaron could not do that. Because Aaron was lesser than it. And because of that, Moses earned a testimony. Hallelujah. I said, Moses earned a testimony. So when you were ministering to us today, I began to see that there are certain work God has to do in men that we make them beat certain laws. You can imagine that even at 120, because of what Moses saw and the faithfulness to that building and the glory that came upon it, the Bible says his eyes did not abate. His strength did not abate at 120. At 120, Moses was still strong. Youthful at 120. And his eyes could still see clearly. In fact, God took him to a mount and he saw this. He saw this land from afar. So it means that he embodied what he saw. Hallelujah. Everybody say a big amen. I'm praying that God will bless us with eyes. I say, may God bless us with eyes. The thing we they see, not be correcting. But now we they see real thing. And now that we haven't seen the real thing gradually, sometimes we still look at the incorrect one. I say, God will bless us with eyes. So, hallelujah. Moses was counted faithful because he built according to the pattern. or what he saw. Exactly. You see, when the Lord was pulling in my heart, I was looking at Moses, sir, even measurement. God didn't just say, make the ark. God gave him measurement of the ark. 2.5 inches here, 2.5 inches here. I don't know if you saw those things that he didn't just build any ark, like, okay, let's build this ark, let's build the tabernacle. No, measurement. And he built everything according to the measurement. 2.5, 3.5, 2 inches. He built it like that. No omission. But there is a man that was counted more faithful than Moses. Why? Because Moses saw shadow of things of God. But this man saw God. He saw God. And if you look at it, God's people, when Moses was building tabernacle, Moses was seeing face of God too. Are you with me, everybody?
Yes,
Moses was seeing face. Bible says God was talking to Moses face to face. But what Moses was seeing is just the shadow of the person of God. So God has to raise a man for us who can see him as he is. Are we being blessed?
Yes, sir.
John chapter 3. Let's see. I want us to see from verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Let's see the next verse. Verse 32. Let's read it, everybody. I want to fear you. Go. And what he had seen and heard, that he testified. And no man receiveth his testimony. Yes, 33. And he that received his testimony had said to his seed that God is true. So, first of all, what Jesus was declaring was from above. He had seen them. He has heard them. Hallelujah. And the testimony he brought is true. Then, the next thing that my attention was paid on is not just on Jesus Christ our Lord. It's on those who receive his testimony. Look at that verse 32. And what he has seen at the end, that is testimony. And no man received his testimony. So I was stuck there. No man received his testimony. Then I was just, when I say stuck there, I was looking, why won't any man receive his testimony? Nobody can receive the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because they are not yet built to receive the testimony. You have to be built. You have to be raised to receive the testimony. That's why I realized that sometimes when we preach this message, it's not because of anything. The way people look down the message, I understand. When you now teach something, hey, you are just talking. Hallelujah. Like if the theme of this meeting is seven ways, all the God that give you power to get wet, power to get wet. Team, power to, they say, eternal life and everything change. One thing, we are balanced. Power to get wet. Team of this meeting. When your team change you. We said it. We said it that after doing all this abstract, they will come back to themselves. Now they know they need money. They now know that money is important. It's not their fault. Please, I'm not mocking the body. It's because he that is of the earth speaketh things of the earth. You can't do beyond what you see. Even though marriage is spiritual, if this meeting is on fruitful marriage, people will participate more. Because it has something that still have some earthly communication. So when it comes to eating my flesh, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. That's wala. That's wahala. All this defense. What are you guys looking? Somebody, what are you guys looking for? Look at where you just pick one part of one verse as your theme for the convention. What will you preach? What will you teach there? Kilo and bear, faithful and true with the hair. So what do you want to say? But you see, that's where life is. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to, you know, connect our what we have received and more. I'm saying Jesus brought his testimony. And no man received the testimony. And that's why it has been the larger body. Nobody's read the testimony of Jesus. Why? Because it doesn't bring any earthly profit. Thank you, sir. Give me testimony, prophecy. All this is confusing. Water, blood, spirit. Someone just pack his Bible. When we get to heaven, we know those things. Let's face reality. Our reality is his flesh and blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, because of that, who are the ones? You know, I was just praying, searching, because the thing touched me that nobody received, no man, this is some men, no man received his testimony. Then the Lord began to tell me some things, which I want to share with us today. Very important. The scripture just rang in my heart. Hallelujah. The scripture just rang. Let's see Isaiah chapter 8. Bind up the testimony. See the law. Our daddy taught on law and testimony today. He bind up the testimony. See the law among my disciples. So I began to see something, sir. Very important. There must be raising of disciples. Sir, discipleship is the key to this thing, sir. It's so clear. Discipleship. We have to come, I don't know, it's not come back or advance in discipleship. It is time for us as Zion communities to begin to lay premium on discipleship. Discipleship, hallelujah.
Yeah.
This message we are hearing may not profit you as a person until you enter discipleship. Because the people Jesus committed the message to, they were disciples. They were disciples. So, one, hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone say disciple.
Disciple.
Say it again.
Disciple.
It's not, you see, disciple is more than what we think. If you are a disciple, if we practice discipleship the way it should be, you won't stay in church. You will see church as occultic. A disciple does not have his life. Brother, you see sister Makama. But you see Sister Makama, and your pastor knows Sister Makama is not the person. You know it's not Makama. It's not Makama. I'm coming to your level now. We'll calm down. Because this is the basis of law and testimony. So I'm concerned that we may not only have language of this thing, we should have life of these things. If your pastor or spiritual father says, "No, Makama, my son," well, let me tell you clearly, your wife is junior. There's no, you will say, "Sir, this thing, every 5:30 is my devotion." As I woke up, as I sat down to have my quiet time, that's the first thing I had. A presence stood, I felt it. And he said, "Makama, Makama." If you are a disciple, your pastor will tell you, even without the heat, it's not Makama. Go for junior. A disciple does not have his life. No, Jesus is the first disciple of God. Jesus is the first. Sir, we say Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is a disciple. Disciple of God. Jesus is disciple of God, sir. Jesus is a disciple of God. So the basis of Jesus' attainment, sir, being raised as a true and faithful witness, is on the basis of discipleship. The relationship between Jesus and God is as a disciple. Disciple. He's a disciple. Jesus was a disciple of God. And that's why the discipline, there was a time the Lord was talking to me, said, the kind of discipline I live, I don't know that maybe with time, when we grow up, we come to that place. Do you know that Jesus does did nothing except what his father do? That's a disciple. He did not some things. I do nothing. So it means if there's no signal from the father, Jesus will be stuck. He could be stuck as a man. Because there's no signal yet. He has to wait. He has to wait. He has to wait until there's a signal. There are times the father will intentionally withdraw direction for him to see whether he will make a decision by himself or not. You see, if you're a disciple, you'll be a dummy. Really dummy. You don't want to be dummy now. He said, I have my mind. And the mind you have is the entrance to your movement. Who gave you that mind? Let's say the truth. Who gave you the mind you have? Somebody trained the mind for you. For every one of us to do well in this message. When I say do well, not just having it in a small level. Because honestly speaking, what our daddy said today touched me. But because we need a revolution in our community. You were talking about 300 men yesterday. You know the life they lived. If people watch the movie of that 300 men. Because movie is easy to watch. Benny, those people are disciples. They don't have their life. So it means when you are enrolling in the school of God, one thing you must put away is your life. But one thing we bring to God is that better this my life for me. That's where the warfare is. What has God made with your life? We don't see any improvement. Nothing has changed. How you move? My heart is on discipleship before I move more, sir. I just felt that it's not something anybody should put aside. It's key to receiving the law and the testimony. Because you said something today. You said that God can give us law. We may not agree with it.
Yes, sir.
And I know, sir, this is where we are hearing. This is where we do politics with God. Which this law. Oh. God, you know now it can't work. Let's re-edit it. Let's re-edit this thing, Lord. You know, God, you know, you too, you know now. Father, this is not easy like that. You know it can't work like that, God. You know now. You are 21st century. If we are almost in 22nd century, say, God, you know this thing can't work now. Where is it done? What will people say? So I'm saying that this is where the enemy is hiding to stop our progress. We have many errors, but no many disciples. How can God give you law? You know God gave you a law. You are still debating with him. No, for real, for real. Husband and wife laws, everything law like that. We always say this is a civilized war. Wife, submit yourself to your husband unto the law. These are in all things. You know all things. In all things in that down. All things. In if we don't use wisdom, yeah. Are we all blessed today?
Yes, sir.
The Lord is in need of disciples.
Yes,
I won't lie to you. Disciples, sincerely speaking. Today must not pass without you enrolling consciously. In fact, what I feel in my heart, sir, I know this is a large conference. What I feel in my heart that if it's possible, if you feel so, sir, there should be men who do altar call for discipleship.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
People should come out for discipleship. I'm not saying, hey, I will not be discipleship of, yes, if you do you know the way they raised men in the olden times?
Yeah.
See, go and ask Peter as a disciple to Jesus. Do you know disciples in the olden times?
Yeah.
Sir, we are entering a new revolution.
Yeah.
Sir, it is time for this world to have witnesses. Even if you are not a faithful and true witness, you should be witness of certain things. Be witness of charity. If you are not a witness of, be witness of charity. Let's see your charity. Brethren, staying together, still fighting, keeping malice. Today, new resolution must come. John says, sir, when Jesus was going, the way that thing hit me like a, I know, say this man, even though they were apostles, even though they were elders, they never left something. They called and said disciple. John 21, when John was giving account of Jesus and Peter, he said Peter was following Jesus. And the disciple, that's what he said. He didn't say the apostle. He didn't say the man. He said, and the disciple whom Jesus loved. 19. This spake he, signified by what they should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then, yes, it's correct. 21. Peter turned about, said the disciple whom Jesus loved, follow him. Who also leaned, giving account of leaning on him, betrayed thee. Yes, 22. Peter seen also said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is thou today? Thou follow me. You shall follow me. Forget about that guy. He's not leaving. You, it's you I'm saying should follow me. Leave John. Because Peter knew John must have something. But you see, as you feel the floor, what about this guy that's also leaning on Jesus? Don't worry about that. You follow me. If I want him to tarry till I come back, what is that to you? Then, next verse, 24. Are you still with me? 23. Then when this saying abroad among the brethren, that disciple should not die. Yeah, Jesus said not to him that he shall not die, but if I tarry till he come, what is that to do? Of course, we know this is when he come again. This is the coming of Jesus. Our daddy was saying that the Lord spared John's life. Because John has an addition to the work. Can we say a big amen? So, but look at the next verse. I'm still going. And look at this disciple. We testify of these things. He didn't even say, I'm the one. No. He didn't say, I'm the one writing this thing. Is he either? Is that disciple? So, it's me you need to know is John. That's the method of disciple. A disciple does not tell me that. It means that these ones, they are advanced in charity. Because charity vaunted not itself. So he didn't say, I'm the one that just said, did not die. I'm the one, and I'm giving testimony. No, he said, this is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. This is an apostle. Look at the word he wrote. He didn't change that concept of a disciple. I want to tell every one of us, you can't go far if you are not a disciple. So it's not, I'm not here to fight anybody. You can't do well if you are not a disciple. You can't do well because the church, sir, the account of the work in Acts chapter 2 started with disciples. The Lord multiplied the number of they were all disciples. No church, say church member. There's nothing called church member. There's nothing called church member. It's a falling order. That's a Emma Benusha. Sorry, everybody. I don't want to be hard. I'm just trying to be careful, but I want to say the truth.
That's the truth.
Sir, there's nothing like meet our church member. No, meet a fellow disciple. A fellow disciple that are going through discipline of the spirit. What's called the any church or Lord church in me? Oh, nitty you. You're not saying you want to collect eternal life. See, well, let me tell you the truth. Eternal life is not for people like that. That pastor's school, come to church for 2 weeks. They have to come and beg you. Pastor, this has to come. Daddy said something, and I didn't like it. Pastor didn't say, okay, so no, now, daddy's our father, so, you don't have to be angry, if I should be working in law, you should know that daddy loves you, that's why he's rebuking you. I know that, but, I'm a man of myself now, look at my age now. Oh, they've got another life. It's not for you. No, for real. For real, in case you don't like my message, at least you're not the one that says I should be preaching. That is here, seated. It's the one that under Jesus, under my ministry. If you don't like my message, don't go away. Sit down. Just be listening. Because sir, the issue we are dealing with is a serious thing. Somebody came from above and brought testimony. And his testimony is true. But no man received his testimony. Jesus is paying that. No, my men are not receiving his testimony. But no man can receive his testimony because they are no disciples. Church is becoming gradually freelancer church. Freelancer church. Offense is everywhere. And the thing is that, listen to me, the way the Lord is making me to see that, I don't know, this is a body meeting, but also this is a community meeting somewhere. That is possible for Pastor Thompson to scold you in Ibadan. You carry your, in Lagos, carry your bag and go to Ibadan. It's the same word. The same word. It's in war. Oh, Daddy, we see scolding that you carry your bag to. In fact, you can't come to Ilorin anyway. Me, you know, you can't. Me, Ilorin, where? You can't. You can't. I say it anyway. I say it many times. Well, I better not let you know. I was because there is me immediately. I don't get that kind of charity. Carry your bag, go back. Quickly, pack your bag. This place is not for you. You me, I know you are a short one. You can block our atmosphere. You can send our angel away. I was telling you, this thing is not new. This is not new, sir. So is it new? Is it, I was saying somewhere, a minister was lamenting. One of the fathers said, he doesn't like this thing that is going on. How you use code a worker in church and he will leave and go to another church? He was saying it. So as though you were there, he was saying it. He said, he's coded a worker who impregnated somebody in the church. Yes, he's coded him. This, like, is everywhere. He said, he's coded him. And he rebuked him. And he said, he put him in discipline. And the person left. Went to another church. And so when he stayed 2-3 weeks in that church, because he's worded, the person is worded, he answered all their Bible questions, wherever, before, he said they make him unit leader in that church. He said, and the church knew him. The church knew he was a worker in the church, but they didn't talk. He's like, a big fish has come here. He said, but when he started dealing with them, what is he dealing? He impregnated sisters. Hallelujah. That's what he told him. You know what he said? He said, every sister impregnated, they gave twins. Amen. He said, that's when the church, that church now said, they now call him. What are we want to report? Is it when he left? You didn't come to say, but now that he's arming you, you come to report. That option is not only outside. It can be among us. Especially those who are rich, who have resources. Not that you are rich like that, too, but you just have means. You have means. There's a way you want us to treat you, but we can't treat you like that. You are a disciple. Your money is nothing. Your soul is more important. So I'm saying that we are talking about life issue here. Amen. I'm talking about Jesus. Let's, you see, Bible says we should consider Jesus. Sir, Jesus, sir, if not as a disciple of God, Jesus had options. He had unction. He had anointing. He had power. Jesus was a disciple of God till death. Till death. Till death on the cross. He was a disciple of God. Till death on the cross. He kept giving himself. Gave his way. So I'm saying if you are still, for example, I do tell people and I do talk to brethren. You know, there's a way some people think, you know, this is the way church we are. Moving. I think differently. All of us can't think the same way. No, see, sir, I'm addressing something today that are fundamental to this message, sir. Because, you see, gradually, what we don't know is that we are coming to a very significant terrain in the spirit, and God is happening on raising witnesses. So witnesses must emerge. Witnesses. This year, what came in? Witnesses. There must be. But you can't be a witness if you are not in process of a disciple. A disciple is a witness. So do you know that when the disciples stood before Sanhedrin, they noticed that they had been with Jesus. They were witnesses in their level. These are things we should pray for. Wait upon. I'm serious. Even marriages. Marriages. Marriages in our communities. Marriages. Husband and wife relationship. Wife and husband relationship. So, the persons who will receive his testimony, I have laid emphasis on discipleship and that's taking some time, but I want you to know, check your heart. Sincerely check your heart. Am I a disciple? Am I a disciple? Online follower? Or I'm just flangering along. I'm just going along. Hashtag everlasting life testimony law. There's a way we can hashtag everything. I'm not saying you should not hashtag, at least have a sense of belonging, but it's not about that. It's not about that. It should never be a game in our midst that you, listen, these things I'm saying, sir, please permit me, sir. I just feel that the body is still there like that. You know that you go out there and fight. You are representing a community.
Yes,
the time is coming that if you are in government work or you are in commission, anything, you see, you are just standing. You are standing for a people. You are standing for God, but you are not just standing, you are standing for a people. You are representing us. Opportunity to have placement in government, you are representing the Lord and his church and the brethren. If you steal money, you have rubbish all of us. You have told them all of us are thieves. Because we are your company. If you beat your wife, you have told us that's how pastor beat his wife. You see, there are some things that should be rubbing upon our mind now because we are coming to synchronization of life. So the disciples. I was a disciples. I can't fail you. See, if I didn't have the witness, I would not stay there. But it touched me that no man received his testimony. So the thing touched me. Then the question all came. Bind the testimony. See the law among my disciples. That is the fearful part of this thing. As we are receiving this message together. You know, we are receiving the message together. Even if when we do the prayer tonight and we give our commitment, you still have your choice. But one thing is sure, very soon, some people will be entering a kind of life you can't enter. Yes. Some people will be entering a kind of life you can't enter. Some people who are really, really doing the discipleship from the heart and obeying the Lord and following, they will enter a certain kind of life that you are not doing it can't enter. Can't enter it. Is that you will be able to live the life? Not too long. It will be very evident. I won't lie to you. Because the foolish and the wise virgin were together. They were together. As it were, they were journeying together. They actually journeyed, actually. The 10 virgins went out. They went out. They went to meeting together. They share fellowship together. But they know themselves. They know themselves. Me, I know. Because the foolish came to the wise. Not one foolish came to one wise. No, the foolish came to the wise. And said, give us. It didn't say, give me. It means that. It didn't say, give me. It's a company within a company. The foolish came to the wise and said, give us out of your hoard. And the wise said to them, you know, that foolish know themselves. So he who walks with the wise will be wise. The company of fools will perish together. It means that you, in a company, a people can be, it's not difficult like that. Continue. Because the fools know themselves, actually. They know how they cheat. They know how to talk down. They know how to connect. They know how to rubbish everybody. Continue to rubbish everybody together. But the wise, there's a way you mock them. They overdo. They only too much. They just want to prove a point. Yes, they will soon prove the point when the day of reckoning comes. Because the day of reckoning will soon come. This is parable of the kingdom. The day of reckoning came. Then they now knew. You say, you know, they will sit upon 12 tribes. Thrones is dominion of nature. You see that with time, you can't control your nature. Yes. You won't have grace to control some things. You won't be able to handle your anger. You won't be able to handle your, you know, the thing will just be there. And you see people that are steady, stable, at peace, at joy. So you want to say, please, it's not just about impartation. They don't impart things. It's not impartation. They are bought oil with time. Please, let's make right decisions today. Today, if you hear his voice, add it not your heart. Let's make right decisions. I'm talking to all of us. It is time to make right decisions. It is time for this message to come at home. Come at home with us. Become one with the message. Pay the price in the local church. We are facing a very terrible times in the spirit where liberty and freedom. Satan is pushing false liberty and publishing false freedom. And if you are not careful, it can overtake you. You will say, I just have my own mind. You know, there's a way you want to carry yourself. There's a way you don't want to have a sense of submission. If it pays you, you do it. If it doesn't pay you, you leave it. So, disciples. Can we say disciples? Faith, this part is crucial. It's very crucial. That the Lord wants us to come consciously into discipleship and pay the price for discipleship. The way it started the early church, I don't think maybe in the latter times we are going to have such a church. So I feel that church was so strong. Look at Ananias and Sapphira. The manner at which they died is one. But the one that caught my attention most is the way they were buried. Didn't they have families? No, didn't they have family? Can it happen today? Social media caught. No, I don't even understand what I'm trying to say. That they buried the husband because he lied, and the wife came late, and the apostle told her that the feet of the men that buried your husband, they are still with you, and they carry and buried her, and that's the end. The church moved forward. Amen. I leave us to our thoughts. But I know what I'm saying. Sir, the Bible says, and fear gripped the whole church. And not that alone, the whole nation. So it means, sir, why? It's because before the church started, the issue of disciples were with the Jews. It was with the Jews. So that's why no Jew came and said, why could you bury them with us? No, they knew that these are disciples. Because in their order, they do discipleship. Paul was a disciple of Gamaliel. So you learn under people. And when you learn under them, you have committed your life to their hands. You have signed your life to their hands. You see, sir, let me tell you the truth. Please listen to me. I'm not that I'm there. I'm just telling you that this is the way we can break through. There's no other way we can break through, sincerely speaking. This is the way we break through into this thing. Can you commit your life to Reverend Busi, son? You see the way you are quiet, you didn't say yes. Because it's a difficult thing to answer. Daddy, he didn't send me here to tell you. I'm telling you this is the way it is. Look at those disciples that are following Jesus. Jesus now is a glorified person. In their time, Jesus was just one of them. Jesus is now that you can say, I will follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning. If you were around when Jesus was around, you may not follow Jesus. He was not a priest. He was a carpenter turned preacher. He was from Galilee. But a people committed their life to Jesus' hand. They committed their life to Jesus' hand. Eh? They left everything they were doing to follow Jesus. They were following him around. You don't know what people were saying about it. I don't know this message looks somehow, but please forgive me. Not that I can also teach precept, but this is the way the Lord is routing my heart. I feel that there's something the Lord is demanding. That's where I feel in my spirit that there's a demand of the Lord in this season upon us as a people and upon everyone who is hearing this message. Because when you start coming to, when we come into this order, sir, Satan can handle this kind of order. This is the reason why Satan is handling us. It's because we don't have this manner of conversation. We don't have it. We don't have it. Let me, when I say we don't have it, a pastor can, God forbid. Everyone say God forbid. But there's a tendency that a pastor can leave and go with some brethren again and start something. Ah, God don't miss it. I'm saying that because there's no commitment. There's no discipleship. This way we are going. If we can enter this order properly. See, let me tell you the truth, sir. I won't lie to you. This is not, that's what people say. This is bondage. Can you be under shepherd for 50 years of your life? 50 years of your life. Under shepherd. I'm not, even though you are gifted. You see, sir, I don't know, sir. Please allow me to just flow with the Lord. Don't be angry with me, sir. I'm just stuck. When I say stuck, I say I couldn't come out of it. I beg you, sir. Sir, I'm saying these are real issues. See, let me tell you, Satan may still make boast against us somewhere. Because if this thing is, anybody can still say, I want to start. There's nobody that doesn't have precept of this thing.
Yes, so it's everywhere, sir. Online, YouTube.
Nobody, I'm telling you, there are precepts. Can you be under shepherd for 50 years?
Yes,
50 years under shepherd. And we are coming to a place of temptations where you will have giftings, healing and not. You see, there are certain healing that is coming to our community now that it will not even fall on set men. It will fall on under shepherds. Under shepherds. Under leader. Come up here. Don't see that healing anointing as confirmation of your ministry. No, see it as ministry of help. Under. Save your soul. I say, can you be under shepherd for 50 years? I know you know what I mean under shepherd. Assistant pastor. Under pastor. I was trying to say this thing, jury and numbness, but that some prophecy can come to you. Can come to anybody. You can hear any tongue. Apostle. See, if you are apostle. No, sir. You see, sir. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. These are days when apostle is everywhere. There are good ones, there are genuine ones, but I'm just saying it's everywhere. There are angels, there are spirits who go about to announce that in people's service. Who can tell you apostle? Then you know, you look at yourself. I'm apostle under pastor. It doesn't fit. So I have to move and start my apostleship. I need to leave the pastoral. No, be apostle under pastor. Pastor is mature. Pastor is aged more than you. Do your apostleship under. If truly your apostleship is true, do it. Let's prove the genuinity of your apostleship. Stay there. Stay there. Don't think about anything. Because it's not first of all about what you do. It's about what you are. I feel constraint in my heart that I should stay here for a while. Because we need breakthrough. We need breakthrough. One of the things that the people use, we can't be true and faithful witness. If, you see, there are these 13 is what I'm trying to say, sir. We are still teaching the first two. On the word, okay, which is the law, and the testimony. But the third one is prophecy. With our daddy was, he said there's still prophecy. Yeah. Prophecy. What is prophecy? And not that I want to move further than anything that I've thought, but I want to see the what is prophecy? Prophecy. The content of prophecy. You love not your life till the death. So it's not only even in the old church, we use two words to overcome the devil. They overcame me by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We don't go to blood of the Lamb, word of their testimony. We don't go to the third one. But the third one is vital. The third one is even vital. We used to. They overcame by the word and the word of their testimony. But nobody wants to talk about the third one. And they love not their life unto the dead. That one is where we run away from. So that one is the key, gang. Is the key in overcoming the dragon. Fully. You overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome him by the word of our testimony. Then the proof. Finality is that you don't love your life unto the dead. Because Satan will still fight. Even when you're overcoming, he will still fight. Satan fought Jesus also. The dragon fought Jesus also. He fought him to the point of not loving his life until the death. That place, again, he overpowered Gethsemane. Jesus to overcome this. Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. I say, Satan doesn't back out on the people until he see your resolve that you love not your life unto the death. Sir, the simplest way, me, I see not loving my life unto the death, I commit my life into your hand, Pastor. He's like, if I'm under you, I commit my life to your hand. That is not loving my life unto the death. It's not when they behead you physically. They can behead the head, and you can do it for certain reasons. You can give your body to be born and not have charity. I remember one young person that time. He told me, he said, he want to go and stand before the mosque in the lorry. He said, I want to go and stand. And you know, so the funniest part was that overnight, I saw that something wrong happened to him. So I saw his message in the morning. He said, sir, watch along with me. I'm going to stand before the mosque on Friday. He said, I'm going to carry the cross and go before him. I said, I'm not watching along with you. If you go, you will die. They will kill you. I saw it overnight. My son, don't go there. He said, I just want to go. That's not how to witness Jesus to people. His foolishness. Oh no, Lord, your Friday, Lucy, what you make carry cross. They will name you and everybody will forget that. In the lorry, for that matter. Not even Undo. Undo can spare you, not in lorry. Hallelujah. But where am I going? So to a natural person, he said he's ready to die for Jesus. He loved not his life until the day. But when this message entered, he did agree. So it means that he loved his life somewhere. Because this message will take everything away from him. Amen. Can we say a big amen? If this generation will finish, if this community, these are things Jesus will be demanding from us. We are not the first person that will teach this message. We are not the first persons. When I say we are not the first person, we have found mercy again. But we are reading from people that taught the message. This is their testimony. There was a community of people like us too that even maybe moved farther than us. than what we are. No, it doesn't mean we will not move to their point. But I'm saying that we are not the first set of people on earth that will be doing what we are doing now. A people have done it before. A people have been here before. A people have received this kind of fellowship before. A people have stayed where we are staying now before. It may have been thousands of years before, but we have found mercy to come there. And what the enemy used against them is what I'm saying. Many love their lives. Can we say a big amen? Yeah. Are we blessed today? Yes. Is our heart engaging? Are we making some resolve in our heart? I don't say, are we making resolve? I can feel our resolve. Are we ready to make certain terrible decisions? I'm not saying zealous decisions. Decisions in judgment. That we are fighting a common enemy. And this common enemy, it's not one person that will bring him down. If it's one person that will bring Lucifer, the dragon down, it will have fallen down since. It's not one person. It takes a community. It takes a company. It takes a company because the Bible says, and they overcame him. Not an he. So I can overcome. I can be an overcomer, but may not be able to pull that entity. It takes what you want to tell God, that I want to see brethren who can pull me down. Individual may be able to do it, but bring brethren. Because brethren, some brethren will love their life. As we progress, see people that are loving their lives, that will be shocking people. Hallelujah. John chapter 6, in closing. I know. And lines. But the line I took today, I want us to look into it. I want us to look into this line. When I say the Lord wants us to look into it and ask ourselves, truly, if we are disciples, indeed. Disciples, indeed. Indeed, not in mouth. Disciples, indeed. There are demand for discipleship. Demand for discipleship. Honestly speaking, commitment to our leaders, for them to give us proper oversight, give us instruction without questioning, even from our heart. There are some things me I still know, sir, that the Lord will use this message to prove. Pastor, sir, you see, is it possible for you to give a daughter to your son in the Lord and say, that's your wife? You have done before, but it's not a common thing, sir. Because it will go far. Yes, it will enter social media. Yes, it will become witchcraft. No. I'm serious. It is serious that way. If men could do it in their time, who gave Moses wife? Did Moses pray for wife? It's not Jethro, Abiathar, wife. Eh? Look at the order. When you say order of everlasting life, look at things that should be. Look at Isaac. Look at those are all the everlasting life. Who gave Abraham wife? It's not his father that gave him Sarah. Sorry, I'm not saying this is not our practice. I'm saying with time, these are part of demands that will rest upon us. This is not control. This is judgment. John chapter 6. I thank God this is not strong meat, but it can be strong meat of lions. Because I know some things will hit us where. Me, I know. Maybe in our house meeting, discipleship teachings. In some discipleship meetings, these are things the Lord will demand from us. This is an open meeting, but in discipleship meetings, let me tell you, a family may be a family feeding 10 families. God can give money to one family on behalf of 10 families. And they will not live beyond their means. If they are collecting 5 million, God will ask, how much do you spend per month? 500,000. Well, anyway, 1 million. The remaining 4 million goes to brethren. They won't buy extra big car. No. When we enter this order of life, you don't vaunt yourself and prove you are the local champion. You lay down your life for brethren. You see, I'm saying that those are things. See, so if this thing I'm saying to you is difficult, is to let you know that you are still far to the life we are preaching. You are still far to the life we are preaching. There was a time in my life I was giving all my food, everything. Then when I give, we will eat the food, then we'll be hungry again. All of us will be hungry again until supply comes. We will eat, we'll be hungry. And I went to the Lord. Lord, you said give. It shall be given unto you. I said, no. But people didn't have food. I have food. I have given the food. We should not be hungry now. The more I give, money should come to me. We give again. He said, yes, there's a Lord like that. He said, but what I'm teaching you is nature. He said, in nature, you give. You don't. He said, it's just your nature. You don't expect that. He said, so when you have food, eat together. When you don't have, be hungry and don't complain. He said, that is love. I'm not saying I am perfect at that too. I just say it's a training that came. So if you have and everybody share, don't think that share will not bring more money. I'm just teaching you a nature that when you have, you eat. When you don't have, you don't eat together. It's just your net life. I'm teaching you a nature more than getting. Those are pathways. The law we use to hand over to us the law and the testimony. Because, okay, if we say God is going to give us the law, everyone say the law.
Law.
Everyone say law.
Law.
Everyone shout it, law.
Law.
Because we can't talk about true and faithful witness without the law and the testimony. Those are the content that make a true. This is what I thought I should start with you, but please forgive me. Thank you, Jesus. Like interpreter, you have something more, sir. Amen. Can we shout amen? Amen? So the disciples must have been raised to a degree, and discipleship begins truly. Real discipleship begins when we begin to obey the doctrine of Christ. Our daddy talked about that this morning. You know, when we begin to obey the doctrine of Christ, that's when real discipleship begins. It doesn't mean there's no discipleship in milk. Because the discipleship of the early church was, though it was milk discipleship, but those men, they have a formation in their soul. The apostles had formation in their soul. Jesus had put something into them. So they were able to raise disciples properly because they were once disciples. But real discipleship in our time begins when we begin to obey the doctrine of Christ. You know, according to Romans chapter 6, that say that, you know, Romans 6, 17, he said, but God be thanked that you were servant of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered you. So that they delivered the doctrine to them and they obeyed it from the heart. So that is what the basis of raising a disciple. So we will do discipleship in the doctrine of Christ. That's where we shed certain nature. And the first thing we will know a disciple for, time. The first thing we will know a disciple for is that a disciple, let's say you are learning to be a disciple. A disciple is somebody that is being converted from carnal nature to spiritual nature. There can never be real discipleship as a carnal man. A carnal man, carnal believer cannot be a disciple. A carnal believer can never be a disciple. You can't be a disciple if you are carnal. You can never, because your nature disagrees with the demand of discipleship. The terms and the training of discipleship, you know, is hostile to it. So, to win a soul from carnality and make the soul become spiritual is actually the first training of a discipleship, of a disciple. When you are changing from carnal to spiritual, you are being raised a disciple. So, real disciple, when I say real disciple, first disciple in life is he that has been changed from carnal to spiritual. A spiritual soul is the first level of discipleship. A spiritual soul is the first level of a disciple. Why you become spiritual? Because that spirituality will show certain attributes in you. Because, for example, a spiritual soul does not behave rudely. Bible says it does not behave unseemly. Not so, sir. So, because a disciple will not be rude. A disciple will, you see, those are quality of a disciple. You will not be rude. You will not behave yourself unseemly. Among the brethren and to your leaders, you will not behave yourself unseemly. A disciple does not seek his own. So, all those attributes you see in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, they are attribute, first attribute, not everything. First attribute of a disciple does not seek his own. Believeth all things. When I say believe, that's why I say that can, see, it's not what, because people, a lot of people are watching this meeting, and I don't want that to be misunderstood. You see, but you see, with time, there's a way God will raise standard and measures in the body. When we're talking about season of the fathers, we can't have fathers and fathers can't instruct us now.
Yes.
It's not daddy by mouth.
Yes,
it's father from the heart.
Yes,
so those things you see there, believe all things. We believe our leaders.
Yes.
We believe our pastors. We believe our spiritual parents. We believe, you see, believe all things that you are not doubting them.
Yes.
Because they have a walk with God.
Yes.
Number two, they will give account for your soul.
Yes.
If you know that I will give account for your soul, and you know I will give account to Jesus for your soul, there's a way you will believe me more. When I give you instruction. I don't do this thing, no. Don't say, Pastor Tosin, they are your... No, I don't. I'm just telling you the standard of God. So this is a hallmark of a disciple, or beginning point of a disciple. Believeth all things, opeth all things. Not so, sir. Beareth all things. That's just the first raising of a disciple. So this disciple is the one... Hello, I'm you. This is the disciple that Jesus Christ, who is a faithful and true witness, we encounter. Jesus, the true and faithful witness, cannot talk to anybody. For you to talk to you, can I continue? Someone say, a Christ. Please shout, say, a Christ. A Christ is the first disciple. Not all the disciples. There's a first disciple that the true and the faithful witness can minister to. Let's see Job chapter 22. Quickly, Job 22. At least it will be alone in your soul. Tomorrow, when you find it, is that your conscience will tell you, and you are a disciple. Yes, when you make commitment, you see the law will be enacted in your soul. When you shout on your wife, sometimes the disciple doesn't shout like that. And when you hide your money from your husband, disciple. When the alert enter, poopoo. Ah, sweet Akinia, come on down, Jerry. Alarm, Lord. Disciple. Hallelujah. This thing you are laughing at, they happen. And if you are not careful, you can do it. But I know you won't do such a thing. Say amen. Amen. Job 22 from 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Now, what acquaint, you see this place? Acquainting yourself with him and being at peace is the preaching of the gospel of Christ. I already taught us that the gospel of Christ is the gospel of peace. Yes, hallelujah. Publishing peace. So when you hear the gospel of Christ, is that, hallelujah, your first acquaintance with him. Then when you acquaint, you obey, you yield to the commandment of Christ, it will bring you to a place of called peace. So this peace, you can see there, you will be at peace. Thereby, good shall come unto thee. Good is a person. It can be many things, but it's a person. Because Jesus Christ, they came to meet Jesus and say, good master. I said, no man is good, but God. God is good. I don't even remember. Jesus said, God is good. Abisa, Jesus said, God is good. I know we can say good is understanding. Of course, when God comes to you, it's not that you will see figure of God. This good is the knowledge of God. This good that is coming to you, amen. When it's a knowledge of God, this where the true and the faithful witness will meet you. And when it comes to you, when the true and faithful witness comes to you, amen. Maybe in another, I don't know, I can't, it's not a right. If there's any other session, I might build on. Because what initially I had in my mind was that to teach is ministry from the sanctuary to the true tabernacle. That's where we receive the ministry of the true and the faithful witness. So when it comes, good, the good that will come is a person. Is the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God. So you must be at peace. So at peace means that you are already a disciple. You have yielded your mind and your heart, obey the doctrine of Christ to be a disciple. Because he said, by the testimony. Now so, see the Lord among my disciples. So the disciple he wants to meet is he that is at peace with him. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So you are already at peace. Then good. Good is the gift God sent. It's a person called Jesus. Why? Because he's a true and faithful witness. Sir, why is he true and faithful? I've jumped things. Why is he true and faithful? Because everything he's saying, they are true and faithful sayings. Revelation chapter 22. That's what he said. He said, these are true and faithful sayings. So it means that the true and faithful witness has sayings. And the reason for the saying is that when he speaks these things to you, is to also make you a true and faithful witness. Disciple, don't think about time. He climbed the mountain, they climbed with him. And for 3 days, he taught them without food. It's on the third day he had mercy on them. They wanted to ask for food. Disciples don't think about food. It was the one that said, these people have been with us for 3 days. Let's give them food. 3 days. And now say to 10. You are even taking 2 minutes out of it because you are not responding very well. I'm at home now. This is what I'm doing now. Hallelujah. So he said, these sayings are faithful and they are true. So it means that it takes faithful and true sayings because the person who is ministering is the faithful and true witness. A witness will speak that which is true. A witness will speak that which is faithful. So he has to speak to us to also raise us as true and faithful witnesses. Can we say a big amen? So, but I will start is what that Job 22 gave it to me quickly. Look at what he said. He said, thereby good shall come unto thee. Then the next one, look at what he said. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. So the dealing, he will begin to deal. Don't forget, there's law, there is testimony. Can we say a big amen? Amen. Everyone say law.
Law.
And what again? Testimony. Shall I say law?
Law.
What again? Testimony. So he will start ministering to us. First of all, by giving us his law. And like I said, it takes spiritual person to be able to receive those law. Because a carnal mind is enmity against God. He that is not subject to his law, neither he did can be. So, and I said the good is God. So it means that for you to receive the law of God, you must be at peace as a spiritual person. Then he will introduce the law to you. He speaks. When he speaks, he says, receive, I pray, the law from his mouth. So his first saying will be giving of law. And when he gives law, everyone say amen.
Amen.
The purpose of giving law is for covenant to occur. Because you can receive his law and not enact covenant. We can receive law and not come into covenant. What is covenant? Covenant is agreement. You agree. So, agreeing with the law is what we enact the second level of discipleship. So, what we say, servants are actually disciples. Servants are disciples. So, it means that you, when I agree with the law, because it will give me living laws, and when it give me living laws, when it speak to me, laws will come to me. It will put the law in my heart and watch my response to it. So if in my heart, let me tell you, you can be hearing word and be fighting, but people will not know. And it's not only your devotion that the law will come to you. Sometimes when our ministers minister, law go forth. You can leave the meeting with contention. Though you can say, thank you for blessing us, sir, but you have contention in your heart. Why? You are not agree. That law is not yet atoned in your heart. In fact, for 3 weeks, you may be fighting the law. And you are still in church. Oh. You may still be serving. But you know there's a contention going on. Anytime the law rests in your heart, you see that your face will change. Sometimes you can be in church and not do praise and worship for 3 weeks. Not because of anything. You are contending with that law. Something, what is going on? What is going on? So, until the law settles, when the law settles, it means that you come into agreement with it. So, hallelujah. When you come into agreement, amen, something has happened. A breakthrough just occurred. Sometimes, it's not immediately you agree with law. It's not immediately I was so agree with law. I won't lie to you. Some law, we need grace to come into agreement. So, it can be. The law can be incubated in our soul for 1 month. Every ministration we are receiving is grace, 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 grace. Until you break through and you come into agreement. When you come into agreement, you have enacted a covenant. Then something will happen and you begin to serve that law. Hallelujah. I say serving the law. So serving the law does not mean you are perfect at it. There's something the Lord told me. Sometimes they go about what if he wants me to be doing every day. And he said, practice it every day. He said, when you falter, repent. So he knows I will falter. Because he knows it's not my property. It's not my property. So he said, but make sure you practice it every day. He said, practice it every day. But when you falter, repent. It sounds like when you falter, don't be discouraged. It's not your thing. It's my thing I'm giving you. But use it. When you falter, stand up and continue. Righteous may fall 10 times, we rise up again. So, when many of us sometimes are talking that when we agree with the law, we practice for a while. We see that we falter, we say it's not doable. No, it's doable. It's doable. Someone told me, sir, Pastor, I can't do this. I said, stop saying you can't do it again. I said, have you eaten beans before? He said, yes. Did he purge you? He said, he purged me. I said, since that time, have you stopped eating beans? He said, no, I still eat it. I said, even then, did he purge you again? He said, purge. Have you stopped? He said, no. I said, it's the same thing. When you do this thing, you fail. Continue. Don't say it's not working. So it means when sometimes we have even made covenant, but we are not yet perfect in that covenant. Keep serving it. When you falter, repent and continue. The secret of becoming is in doing.
Yes.
It is our abundance of doing that make us become those things. So all of us in our different levels, I'm telling us today, wherever our service is stuck, service has become stuck. It is time, I'm praying that grace will come to us again.
Yeah.
I know, see, I say grace will come to us again.
Yeah.
I say we will have grace to continue the service.
Yes.
Those Lord that he has put in our hearts, I say in Jesus' name, I say you will serve them.
Yes.
God, So you see, when you say servants of God, when you say brethren, fellow servant. So fellow servants are those who are serving covenant. They serve word. So the word has become what they are serving day and night. Serving it day and night. When they falter, they continue. They repent. If sometimes the Lord may know, if you falter in it towards someone, I practice deep, you falter, go to the person and say, repent. It's part of your alignment. Sometimes we say sorry to God, we don't say sorry to people. Our service is not yet complete. You may wrong your husband. Don't say sorry to the Lord. Say sorry to your husband too. That's part of service. If you say sorry to the Lord, no sorry to your husband, it means that you are somewhere, you are still hiding darkness. You are proud somewhere. Like one man who offended his wife. And the wife was showing it. The wife was not greeting him well. And the Lord said, your wife is not pleased. You offended her. Go and say sorry. And he went to the wife and said, forgive me and forgive yourself. That's the way he wanted to repent. Is that if you don't forgive me, you know you too, you not can't be forgiven. Jesus said that if you forgive your brother, I see, you know, so forgive me and forgive yourself. He went. The Lord said, that's not what I say you should say. You just went to preach. Go and say, I'm sorry. That is he confessed it publicly. That's a disciple. So I'm saying these are the way they raise disciples. So if we are faithful in the law and we are servants of the law, then they will commend us to the next trust. The law is not everything. The law needs to push us to the next level. Can we say a big amen? Amen. I'm praying today our heart will be willing. Amen. In this journey of faithful and true witness. But I'm just saying that. I don't know, maybe we get something from what I'm trying to say. This season, I'm praying our heart will agree with discipleship. Yeah. I'm even praying particularly that this community will have plenty of disciples. Yeah. This community of word of righteousness, first of all, that this word is coming to, I'm praying will be plenty of disciples. Yeah. This year will not pass without many disciples, imagine. Yeah. I know there are disciples already. We have disciples in this church. We have disciples in our community. But we are not yet many. We are not yet many. We are not yet many. There is need for more disciples. Even among leaders. When I say, I'm not talking about main leaders. Maybe pastor, maybe leaders in churches. We need more disciples. Followers, selfless men. And the Lord is counting on you too. You that you are seated, the Lord is counting on you that you come and register yourself in that manner of life that can receive this kind of conversation. A people show signify that thing. It's not because I want to be Reverend Busi disciple. I want to be disciple under Jesus. But of course, Jesus, you can't see Jesus directly. Jesus, we have to hand you over to his minister, his servant, and say, let him raise you for me. Let him raise you for me. Hallelujah. How many of us this night want to come into more discipleship with the Lord? I just want us to pray. I don't want us to, can we just, I want us to pray that prayer. I want us to pray. Can we be on our feet and pray actually? Can we be on our feet and pray? Lord Jesus, the atmosphere is still here. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Can we pray? I just want us to pray. The Lord, the testimony is among his disciples. I want us to pray. Dear Lord, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Lord, I give more. I give more to you. I come into this manner of discipleship. I see that is the key to me inheriting this thing. It's the key to inheriting life. I come into this manner of discipleship. I come into this order of discipleship. Is there anyone in the house who knows I'm not actually yet a disciple as I ought to be? I know I still have my life. I know I have my mind. I know I do what I like. I know I do when I like. And today I want to come into this manner of life. I want to be partaker of them that are receiving the law and the testimony. I say I had a witness in my heart. Is there any person like that that need that grace to be a disciple? Disciple, can you raise up your hand? Let me now lie to you what I perceive. Sincerely, I don't want to be disobedient. I felt people should come out. You know, I said this, that I felt that people should come out. Sincerely, that's what I felt in my heart. And I don't want to disobey it. Can we have those people? Can we have them, please? I talked to Daddy and he said, yes, it's right. And so I'm asking again, is it possible, sir? I just feel that people should identify with the Lord in this manner. I want to be a disciple of the Lord. I want to be a disciple in this message. I want to be a disciple. I'm giving more. I'm giving my heart. I'm giving my heart. I'm giving my heart. I am identifying with what the Lord is doing. I'm identifying with this message of everlasting life and eternal life. I'm identifying. I'm giving more. I know I have not given all. I have not given all. I have only given little. I give at when it is convenient. I'm not talking about money. I'm not giving my life. I'm not giving my commitment. I am not giving my obedience. I am not under oversight as I ought to be. My church life is not strong. I'm not committed. I am not really committed. But I'm giving my commitment. I want you to pray to the Lord today and tell him, I am coming to discipleship. You are not getting born again. This is commitment. You are giving commitment to the Lord, giving commitment to this message, giving commitment to oversight, giving commitment to brethren life. As in those things that the Lord will ask of us, I want you to pray. Lord, lift up your head, everyone here, and pray for grace. Say, Lord, I give myself to you. Please pray very well. Nobody forced you. It's your prayer. It's your commitment. It's like, I want to follow the Lord Jesus as a disciple in the last time. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Tell him, I give you more.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.